All right, let's get started. Go. All right, here we go. Last part. Let's rock and roll here. The next reader that's going to be reading tonight is Stuart Shepherd.
Can everybody hear me? Thank you. Fantastic reading tonight, and I just want to say, you know, this series gets better and better. Normally I come up and I make a joke and I try to say something funny, but I want to say something just briefly very different tonight, and that is, I realized something, and that is, at the open mics I always tend to read after David Adez. And I thought, why do I do that? And if you read David's work and you hear his work, it's just amazing how he clears the air, that when he reads his poetry, he takes such risks and it's so beautiful. And I read his book over the past 2 weeks, Mapping the World. And I got to tell you, the level of strength it keeps, that he keeps up, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 poems with the courage to just keep that level of beauty is just really inspirational. So I just want to say, David, you know, I've called you friend, but tonight I'd just like to say teacher. So with that in mind, this is called Don't Step on the Cord. No, this is called And Now This Rain. When I was a little boy, my uncle could explain everything that I didn't understand, like how thunder was really Thor bowling in the sky, and how God would kick pennies across heaven to make the stars. But now, there is no one to explain all the things that don't make sense. Like, why does the rain make me feel that I'm not alone? And how do the flowers keep coming back after they die? I have lived so far away in dark places for so long that I've forgotten where love comes from. But I remember how, as a boy, I would always run out of the house in the early summer nights when the darkness was blue and the fireflies would explode in our yard like Christmas. My mother would call, "The lightning bugs are here," and joy would dart through my body like the joy I felt every time I saw you. Tonight, I sat alone on my porch, watching the sparks ignite among the trees for the first time in decades. And now that it's raining, I finally understand why only the flowers choose to be born again. Thank you.
Cool. I like that. Timmy Azias.
Jimmy told me I had to read tonight. So, on visiting the dying suburban mall, the bookstore and the colleague I came for, gone. I think of basilicas, the Roman shopping malls, dead, turned into churches. And there is a church here, moved into one of the empty slots. Why am I always turning to Rome and Greece for comfort and answers? They killed their best for being best. Their bookstores are all closed, too. If you build it, they will eventually forget why.
Michelle Mayer. Here we have Michelle. Hey, Shelley.
Kind of stumbling. Oh, my. It's kind of sad. This past week, the Supreme Court made two decisions that limited the availability of contraception to women under the Affordable Care Act. And it simply made me think about the women that I've known in my life and the importance of women, the role of women. This is entitled Grow a Pair. I know what it means. Kathy, stopping me in the hall to say her adult son, a heroin addict, had run away again and that she had just been diagnosed with early onset dementia. Emma, our youngest, who came out at age 12 saying bullshit to the catechism teacher who said homosexuality was a disorder. Virginia, another student, 18 years old, whose father had died years before, standing alone by her mother's casket in an empty funeral parlor in case any visitors showed up. Sally, my mother, standing in the kitchen on work days at 6:30 in the morning with a spatula in her hand and an apron over her work dress, asking if I wanted pancakes or scrambled eggs before I caught the bus. Maria, a single mother of a 9-year-old son, crying silently and taking notes in class while going through a divorce. Doris, my grandmother, working during the 30s and 40s on the graveyard shift as the head ward nurse at West Penn, whose husband had left her right after my mother was born. Balls are okay, but if you really want to grow a pair, try breasts.